epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Patrick Rooney Jr., this is a nobody Rooney, sorry if he's listening or his family is, who has no affiliation with the team, though, sounding like an enraged fan who doesn't want to give TJ Watt a big payday because the timing isn't right to do it. And even though he carries no weight within the organization, I do think he makes a valid point. And here's the way I'll best articulate that or illustrate that right now. We all know that the Watt camp wants more money than Myles Garrett, which is another way of saying he wants to be the highest paid non-quarterback in the NFL. If you look at the rankings of highest paid players, it's 10 quarterbacks, including Tua and Trevor Lawrence and guys like that. And then you get to number 11 and it's Myles Garrett. And it's not just the annual money, it's also the guaranteed money. Last deal for TJ, he got $80 million guaranteed. Myles Garrett has $124 million guaranteed in his deal. So he could get injured. So, you know, his career could end and he would still, you know, I don't see the fine print on it, but he would still be a very, 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 very rich man. Or if his play, I don't know about the injury stuff, more accurately, if his play tailed off and the Browns wanted to get rid of him, they'd still owe him that money. $80 million on the last deal for Watt guaranteed, and Garrett has not doubled that, but still substantially, it's $44 million more guaranteed than Watt on his last deal. So for those who are pro-Watt, and there's still a lot of you out there, I mean, I see it on social media, I see it on our YouTube comments, I see it on our text line, it's a pretty split topic. It's a pretty dividing line for Steelers fans. If the question is this, would you give Watt the following contract? So I'm going to give you the parameters of a deal. You tell me if you would do this. $168 million on a four-year deal. 4 years, $168. That's $42 million a year. With $126 million guaranteed. So essentially, $126 million guaranteed would mean that 3 years of Watt's four-year deal would be guaranteed. So that would be, and they could dress it up any way they want, say signing bonus, but really it's 3 years of a contract. So that would be 31, 32, 33 years old, all guaranteed on a deal for him. 4 years, $168 million, $42 million a year, $126 million guaranteed. I would not do that. And I speak out of both sides of my mouth, but every time this topic comes up, which seems like it's a daily thing now because it's July and the Steelers haven't reported for training camp, that's still 2 weeks away, and it's still hanging over them. What is he going to do? Is he going to give in like he did last time and storm into Rooney's office? Is the team going to bend over and meet him halfway? I mean, there's all kinds of layers to this. I do think it's more complicated than some people make it out to be. We'll talk to Fittipaldo about it in the 5 o'clock hour. We'll get Palazzolo's take next hour. We've got Pompiani coming your way in about 10 minutes on a variety of topics, including this one. I speak out of both sides of my mouth. I think he's worth more money than Myles Garrett, but I wouldn't want to give it to him. I would not want to be the one to pay him. So that's like the that's the middle ground I find. Like, I think that this is true of a lot of businesses. You know, they have employees who maybe outgrow their company, or the company's at that point happy where it's at. They don't want to break the bank for somebody. And they're like, yeah, you can get that money somewhere else. Good luck. Or not even good luck. You're not going to need it, but go get it somewhere else. And the difference here is that Watt is still under contract, so he can't just, like, walk as a free agent. And that's one of the things the Steelers have to their advantage is this. This is a nuclear option, but if Watt really is dead set on getting this kind of money, and the Steelers want to challenge him on it and not just acquiesce to him, what is TJ going to do if the Steelers say, no, we're not going to pay you that money? Is he just going to come back here and play for $21 million this year? He would not want to do that. At that point, he'd want to trade, but the Steelers don't have to trade him. And I know Tomlin has gone on and on about he wants volunteers, not hostages. A disgruntled TJ Watt is still, I think, such a competitive person that he's not going to, his play's not going to dip because of it. Now, maybe, like, if he was kind of sort of injured, he wouldn't risk it. Like, if he was at 75%, he would sit out a game in that situation. Like, these are the concerns that the Bengals had last year with T. Higgins when he didn't have a new deal. And even though the Bengals have won bigger than the Steelers lately, having played in the Super Bowl a few years ago, I'll take the way the Steelers do business over the way the Bengals do business. So, you know, you don't want to be lumped in, or you don't want to be compared to them, but I really think that both sides here, which makes this a potentially contentious negotiation, is both sides feel like they have ample leverage. Watt feels like his leverage is, oh, you're really trying to win this year. You need me, and you need me, you know, in good spirits. And the Steelers' leverage is, you're not in the last year of your deal. You're under contract for the upcoming season, and we also have the franchise tag at our disposal. 412-928-9370. Donnie, would you do 4 years, $168 million, $42 million a year, $126 million guaranteed?
No, that's a little bit rich for me, and I know it may sound like we're splitting hairs, but I would go 161 over 4 years because that's $40.25 million per year, and I would say, well, you're making more than the guy you hate. You're making more than the guy that you have an ongoing pissing match with. I mean, We've kind of joked, oh, maybe he'll take a cent more than Myles Garrett. I would put him to that test. Say, listen, we're paying you more than Myles Garrett, but we are not going leaps and bounds over that. I would hold it right there. That would be my best offer to him.
So, but how much money would you guarantee to him, which I think is a big deal?
So how much is guaranteed to Garrett?
124.
Yeah, so again, I think I would just jump like right over that. I think I would just have Garrett like slightly beat in both of those categories.
So that would be 3+ years of his contract guaranteed then. Because 40 times 3 is 120. And that's still less than Garrett. So you'd guarantee almost the full four, not almost the full 4 years, because like $3 or $4 million is just a small bit of like the $40 million salary. But you would guarantee at least 3 years for him.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So, are you doing that because you think, you said yesterday you think he's kind of on the downside of things, though?
I mean, I didn't say, all I said was, here's the issue when you get in these debates about Watt or Garrett. If you say that he's not going to have a second half of a career as good as Myles Garrett, people take that as, oh, you think TJ sucks, bro? What's wrong with you?
Well, I'm not saying that with you. All I'm saying is that if you give him that contract, you're making him the highest paid non-quarterback in the NFL, meaning he, based on salary, should be the most productive guy who doesn't play the most important position in the entire league. And based on what you said yesterday, I know it's a splitting hair thing, I'm just a little bit surprised that you would still give all that money to a guy who you actually don't think is going to have the 20 sack seasons anymore.
Yeah, it's just hard for me to see how they can kind of replicate what he does. And I still think even though they put a ton into their defense and they end up getting embarrassed every January, having a player of TJ Watt's caliber, he's still going to be one of your best players.
So they paid him almost $30 million, $28 million last year, and he had, what, 11 and a half sacks?
Yes.
I think if you played Sawyer and Herbig at that position combined, they could replicate that number. I think they could team up for 11 and a half sacks together for 1/28 of the cost. You don't think so?
I mean, maybe. I mean, Herbig is good in the situational pass rushing downs, but we don't really know how Sawyer will be as a pass rusher in the NFL.
I don't think that's going to be his bread and butter, but I also don't think he's going to be bad at it. Like, I actually feel really good about, and now Herbig, I was super bullish on, and I think I got a little ahead of myself when I said he was better than Highsmith. I'll own that one.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, but I admit it. You watched Ohio State. You like Ohio State. I'm going to stand by the statement. I think Jack Sawyer's good enough to be an above-average NFL starting edge rusher. Agree? Disagree?
I would agree with that.
Ambivalent? Yeah.
Yeah, like obviously, once he gets to his best.
Right, and obviously Watt's much better than that, but I just, on a team that I don't feel like having him is going to be what ultimately puts them over the top or makes them uber-competitive and relevant, like 30 years old, only the quarterbacks are making more money. I just don't feel good giving them that contract.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.